I came tiptoe into our own room and found Mina asleep, breathing so softly that I had to put my ear down to hear it. She looks paler than usual. I hope the meeting tonight has not upset her. I'm truly thankful that she's to be left out of our future work, and even of our deliberations. It's too great a strain for a woman to bear. I didn't think so at first, but I know better now. Therefore I'm glad that it's settled. There may be things which would frighten her to hear, and yet to conceal them from her might be worse than to tell her if once she suspected that there was any concealment. Henceforth our work is to be a sealed book to her, till at least such time as we can tell her that it's all finished, and that the earth free from a monster of the nether world. I dare say it'll be difficult to begin to keep silence after such confidence as ours. But I must be resolute, and tomorrow I shall keep dark over tonight's doings, and shall refuse to speak of anything that's happened. I rest on the sofa so as not to disturb her. 1st of October, later. I suppose it was natural that we should have all overslept ourselves, for the day was a busy one, and the night had no rest at all. Even Mina must have felt its exhaustion, for though I slept till the sun was high, I was awake before her, and had to call two or three times before she awoke. Indeed, she was so sound asleep that for a few seconds she didn't recognize me, but looked at me with a sort of blank terror, as one looks who has been waked out of a bad dream. She complained a little of being tired, and I let her rest till later in the day. We now know of 21 boxes having been removed, and if it be that several were taken in any of these removals, we may be able to trace them all. Such will, of course, immensely simplify our labour, and the sooner the matter is attended to, the better. I shall look up Thomas Snelling today.